hours throughout the summer, listen for stories on invisibility, teleportation, and mind reading here on Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was composed by B.J. Liederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green.
Hi, this is Brian Moline, the new host of Morning Edition on WILL. As a longtime Morning Edition listener, I always valued learning something new about our world every day. Now as Morning Edition host, I look forward to being able to share what I learn about our world in East Central Illinois with you each morning, plus bring you unparalleled national news from NPR. I invite you to learn with me on Morning Edition, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on AM 580 and from 6 to 9 on FM 90.9.
This week on the evening concert on WILL FM 90.9, it's an all-Mozart program from Salzburg Fest 2014, then an all-American music program from the CSO, Berlioz's Fantastic Symphony from San Francisco, Thursday the New York Philharmonic this week, then Sunday chamber music from Lincoln Center and the new Spoleto Chamber Music Festival series. That's the evening concert Monday through Thursday and Sunday evenings at 7 on WILL FM 90.9.
Moving past a bad memory can be really hard.
I mean, I still did my job. I still went out and worked. And basically, the second I got on the plane, I completely unraveled.
With rising awareness of PTSD, we'll talk about new ways to heal trauma. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday evenings at 7 on AM 580.
WILL programming is made possible by the Friends of WILL and by Champagne Cycle. Champagne Cycle offers equipment, information, and experience to help cyclists of any age enjoy cycling as much as they do. Champagne Cycle, 506 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign, and now at 110 South Ray Street in Urbana.
It's one thing when Greek officials say they should have more time to pay back debt, but now the International Monetary Fund is saying that. We'll look at what this means as markets hang on the outcome of a vote in Greece this weekend.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Banks remain closed in Greece, with people there relying on the equivalent of $66 in cash a day using ATM machines. On Sunday, Greek voters will say yes or no to conditions for a new European financial rescue. Meanwhile, the IMF, the global lender, says what Greece needs is $66 billion and more flexibility from its lenders. Reporter John Serafopoulos is in Athens. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So we have the International Monetary Fund recommending that what Greece really needs is about $66 billion, 60 billion euros over, let's say, the next 3 years. For a Greek voter trying to figure out yes or no on Sunday, how might they interpret this notion that Greece needs a lot more than even Europe is offering?
This is support for the no camp from a very odd source, isn't it? Because the IMF is basically saying that the debt is not sustainable in Greece, even with the current program, even if the Greeks accept the austerity package that's now on the table. Why creditors have been unwilling to open a discussion on the rescheduling of Greek debt, no Greek government has publicly explained, and no finance minister I've spoken to has been able to explain to me either.
Now, it sounds like a tough call to try to predict which way the Greek public is leaning when they go to vote on Sunday.
Very difficult. There are two new polls out on Friday. One of them conducted by Greek University for Bloomberg shows that 43% would vote no, 42.5% yes. Obviously, within the margin of error, so you can't really draw a conclusion from that. At the same time, a poll from a national daily suggests a slight lead for the yes camp at 41.5%. Versus 40.2 for the no camp, again within the margin of roughly 3 points of error. So I think that just shows you how difficult it is to gauge.
Meanwhile, banks are still closed.
Banks are still closed and insecurity is still high. There's an interesting aspect to the poll from the Greek national daily Ethnos. 3/4 of Greeks are still quoted as preferring to keep Greece within the eurozone, and 60% of them fear that a no vote will endanger that status. And 50% of them don't think even a no vote will do anything to change their creditors' attitudes towards them. So what you've got is half the population supporting a no vote in the knowledge that it'll probably endanger the eurozone status they want and probably won't do much to help them in the negotiations.
Reporter John Syropoulos, you can read more of his work at thenewathenian.com. John, thank you for this briefing.
Thanks for having me.
In the U.S., welcome to the golden age of mergers in the healthcare industry. There's news today that Aetna is buying Humana for $34 billion in cash and stock. Humana is especially strong in the area of private Medicare insurance. Anthem and Cigna are talking about a merger again, according to the Wall Street Journal. Cigna said no to one offer last month. Now, according to one calculation, there have been about $300 billion in healthcare mergers in the first half of this year. That is a record. Let's check some numbers. It's holiday in the U.S., but our British cousins do not respect our Independence Day holiday, and they're trading away on the stock market. In London, the 100-share index is down 0.2%. The key index in Shanghai fell 5.4% today after the Chinese government announced a new crackdown on alleged manipulation of stocks and futures there. If you missed our coverage of that on the air, it's at Marketplace Midday Podcast right now. Now, you know the greeters who used to grace the front of Walmart? There's news now that they're coming back to some 300 stores as a test. And as you may have suspected, their chirpy greetings are not just about a friendly smile or concern for your well-being, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
When you walk into a typical Walmart these days, you might be greeted by a blast of air conditioning, but no smiling face.
A few years ago, greeters were moved from the front door entrance to what's called Action Alley, which is over by the self-checkout.
Spokesman Brian Nick says Walmart is experimenting with moving them back to greet customers as they walk in and let would-be shoplifters know someone is watching. Paula Rosenblum is an analyst with Retail Systems Research.
They serve a twofold function. Ideally, they make you feel welcome, and theoretically, they nip a few basis points off of shrink.
Shrink is the industry term for lost merchandise, and it cost retailers an estimated $44 billion last year. Walmart greeters will sometimes check receipts at the door. In other stores, the company is adding asset protection specialists in bright yellow vests. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Zillow. With millions of homes for sale, apartments for rent, photos, historical pricing data, and other resources. Available on Zillow.com or on their mobile and tablet apps. Zillow, find your way home.
Philadelphia has legalized the accommodation rental company Airbnb and agreed to tax rentals booked through that site. The city's preparing itself for two huge events, the 2016 Democratic National Convention about a year from now. But first up is a visit from the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. According to Philadelphia's Tourism Bureau, more than 1.5 million visitors are expected to descend on the city for the papal visit. This has a lot to do with Pope Francis, but also might have something to do with the city loosening the rules toward Airbnb. Gigi Duban reports.
Philadelphia has 15,849 hotel rooms. That might not be enough. And when there aren't enough hotel rooms, prices go way up. Yorgos Zervas has studied this at Boston University.
If people want to be in Philly when the Pope is visiting, and then they check hotel prices, and these are extremely high, then they might decide not to visit the city at all.
Which would explain why the city would legalize and tax Airbnb rentals. But how many people even know that in a lot of cities, Airbnb still isn't legal? Well, if you're someone wanting to rent out your place, you could look at Airbnb's terms of service. It clearly states it's up to you to check. But if you're like most people,
we scroll to the bottom so we can click agree and move on.
Kate Lamberton teaches marketing at the University of Pittsburgh. She says usually at this point in the transaction, people intending to rent out some space are going to do it.
You know, they've probably taken some pictures, they've probably written a description, they're probably thinking about the rate that they should charge.
In other words, the legality of the transaction is kind of an afterthought. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. from APM, American Public Media.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is going on inside their head?
On the next Fresh Air, Pete Docter, director of the new animated Disney Pixar film Inside Out, about what goes on inside the mind of a child. Also, singer Pokey LaFarge performs some songs for us. His music is inspired by music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Join us.
Well, lights are on. It's time to go.
Weekday mornings at 11 and again at 7 p.m. on AM 580.
Russ Bell tonight.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.